Welcome to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And as you might have guessed by the title, I'm more salty than sweet today. Because honestly, I'm so sick of this. There are many things I'm sick of, but this is the main thing. And by this, I don't mean this podcast, don't worry. I'm not getting sick of this podcast. I'm just kind of getting sick of online dating. Yes, it has happened. Like after 2 years with breaks in between, to be fair. But after 2 years in the online dating game without success or real success, I'm just kind of getting sick of it. Because I'm getting sick of texting with people without it leading anywhere and them disappearing or not meeting up with me. I'm also sick of my own behavior because sometimes I probably signal interest when I shouldn't be. And there are so many different components to this that I can't really untangle. I don't know. It's really time for me to finally be in a relationship and stop wasting time or investing my time in random acquaintances on dating apps. So you are probably hearing my frustration here. And yeah, what am I going to say? It's just a little demotivating. And I have to take breaks recording my voice because I yawn so much because I'm so tired and it's not even 8 p.m. But during the week, I just get tired so early. It's ridiculous. I pretty much don't have any free time because I'm so tired and I fall asleep really early. So the only free time I do have is when I watch TV and when I make a conscious effort to watch TV until I fall asleep prematurely. But yeah, so I don't know what this is. I really hope it's gonna get better, but I'm also sick of that. So I'm sick of being tired. And there are many things I'm sick of, but mainly it's those two things. And to get back to online dating, I think the main frustration is really that you invest time into people you don't really know. And you invest time and energy and effort and thought and also kind of your heart, not on a emotional love level, but on a level of being interested in someone at least. You invest it into someone and it doesn't get reciprocated. Or when it doesn't, it's kind of frustrating. And I'm not really talking about a certain experience I've had or anything. It's just more the general notion I'm noticing. And the thing is, what I'm also sick of, while we're on the topic, this is really a rant episode, so bear with me. But what I'm really sick of is also that I'm kind of becoming numb as I'm going through the process of using those apps. Is really, I'm growing cold and I'm becoming uncaring, so to say, because maybe there's an underlying fear of investing too much too early, and that causes me to really hold back and be kind of indifferent to the people I sort of date. And I think this whole process is making me go kind of cold, and I don't know if it's me, maybe it's me, I don't know, but shouldn't I be more excited? Shouldn't it be something special to meet someone? Well, yeah, I am excited. At times I get excited. I don't go out with many people. I'm very choosy in that, but I do text with too many, in my opinion. So maybe I'm just going to cut down on that and focus a little more. Because I do think that online dating has a lot of potential. I mean, we've all heard those stories of people who met on Tinder and got married years later. I mean, it's possible. And it's probably the way that we meet people these days, which is fine. But it's still fair to be sick of it. this is like, as I said, a ranty episode, and I really hope that you're gonna forgive me for that. But sometimes some things just need to be said, and then we can move on past them. But yeah, I'm sick of online dating and being tired, so that's a great combination. But I'm definitely not sick of this podcast, and I'm so happy that you chose to listen to this episode. If you liked it, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would help me out a lot and would make me really, really happy. So yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this. And next week, I'm going to be a lot more positive and come up with a cooler topic. So stay tuned for that and have a wonderful week. Bye.